Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I'm going to talk to you about two key things. Number one, why a dismissive avoidance love language is what they are, because there's three core ones. And I'm going to talk to you about the subconscious associations linked to that. And I'm also going to talk to you about how to create a breakthrough as a dismissive avoidant, because the root cause of why the DA's love languages are what they are is something that's actually based on a wound. And that wound can be broken through. And I'm going to give you some key steps to start off with. Okay. So let's talk about the dismissive avoidant. So the dismissive avoidant's key love languages, the way that they communicate or they give and receive love, are acts of service and gifts. Gifts I see more for females than males. And acts of service tends to be the sort of like pervasive one for the dismissive avoidant, the one that most dismissive avoidants have. Words of affirmation is also a huge love language for dismissive avoidants, but it's words of affirmation being received, whereas they can struggle to give words of affirmation. So it's sort of like a one-way space to a certain degree. However, they do feel like it's a little bit easier and safer to express that love language first, as they're on the path to becoming more secure, than they feel that it is to express physical touch and to, you know, really be invested in quality time. So if you're not familiar, by the way, the five love languages are based on somebody named Dr. Gary Chapman and some of the research he did about the way couples communicate and give and receive love. So it's based on his research. So specific attachment styles, there is a correlation with what their love languages tend to be that I've seen show up very strongly. Now, the other interesting part here is that, you know, you have to ask yourself the question, why? Why are these the love languages for the dismissive avoidant, and what are the correlations? Well, what I've found is that dismissive avoidance, those are the safest love languages. Acts of service is indirect. It's not too vulnerable. You know, words of affirmation can be received because it's clear and they value that clarity and directness. It feels a little vulnerable to express it. So sometimes they don't reciprocate completely, although they value receiving that love language. And gifts is also very safe and quite indirect. And so this is the love language these are the love languages associated with the least vulnerability. If you juxtapose that to fearful avoidance, for example, fearful avoidance, like love, physical touch, quality time, the deepest things that they can find, because for a fearful avoidant, when they had to become hypervigilant in childhood and super tune into everything that was happening, what they learned is that if I can get really clear and there's lots of transparency and there's lots of depth in our interaction, that's some kind of guarantee towards safety. And so fearful avoidants tend to value depth of connection, transparency, honesty, you know, getting as clear as you can about things in terms of your vulnerability and open communication. And they tend to have these programmed in subconscious associations that say, oh, this is safer. So it's super interesting. I just wanted to pop in here and let you know we are doing a 7-day free trial to the All Access Membership Pass at PDS, which means you get access to literally everything inside of the school. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer, or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend this to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there. So when we look, when we take all of that information and then we look at why, well, obviously we know that the dismissive avoidant really fears vulnerability. So I'm going to give you a little breakthrough exercise. If you are the dismissive avoidant, or if you're the friend or loved one of a dismissive avoidant, you want to share this. Here's the exercise. Number one, you want to get really clear about what vulnerability means, because at the end of the day, those things that block a dismissive avoidant from being vulnerable, from warming up, from being open, are literally the programmed belief patterns they have around what vulnerability means. It's like a story around, it's like their primary story around vulnerability. So you want to ask yourself, if you are the dismissive avoidant, what does vulnerability mean to me? It means I am weak. It means I'm trapped. It means I will be rejected. It means I am unsafe. You know, these are some key things that you'll probably see. And what I want you to do is write down all of the beliefs that come up, as many as you can, because there will probably be a lot, but there will be one or two that really stick out and resonate. And then what you want to do is you want to use subconscious reprogramming tools to reprogram those beliefs over and over again. Now, I'm not going to go into a whole bunch of tools specifically. I do have a course that's out. And it's 21 different ways to reprogram your subconscious mind. It's like a deep dive into subconscious reprogramming. And we touch on like the very basics of neuroplasticity and neurogenesis and how the brain can actually be sort of rewired. But what we're looking for here is you using one of these umbrella tools, these two key components, which is that the subconscious mind is reprogrammed through repetition plus emotion. So if you can take those stories and you can change those stories on a daily basis, and you can work to see how vulnerability is safe by maybe doing little tiny vulnerable things on a daily basis that aren't going to harm you, and then letting your conscious mind tell your subconscious mind, look, that was safe. I am courageous. I am okay. Everything's going to work out. That wasn't so bad. You know, things that are helping to change that program. If you can do this repetitively in a way that elicits new emotional associations, you're going to wipe out that program or neutralize it or make it become obsolete over time. And these are some first really crucial steps to changing the dismissive avoidant attachment style, because it involves changing these big belief structures and programmed associations that are that perceptual filter the dismissive avoidant sees the world through, that impacts everything else in the way that they show up in a relationship.